Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this week's picks bring us a beatboxing classical flutist, an indie rock take on the Civil War, and saxes from Switzerland. The Arte Quartet is a sax ensemble from Switzerland. They play contemporary compositions and the odd arrangement, often very odd, of Swiss folk song, like this one. Their latest album, Different Worlds, begins with a moody invocation that features an unusual sound, an instrument called the trumpet sax. The Arte Quartet also brings together the Lebanese composer Rabi Abu Khalil, essential New Yorker John Zorn, and founding minimalist and longtime fan of Indian classical music, Terry Riley. The Arte Quartet's new album is called Different Worlds. Project Trio isn't your typical chamber ensemble. Yes, the trio of flute, cello, and double bass honed their craft at the Cleveland Institute of Music. And yeah, they have a collective resume that includes stints with the Cleveland Orchestra and Houston Symphony. But the group sounds as if you'd crossed Jethro Tull with an Appalachian fiddler and an 80s rap band. Project Trio, based in Brooklyn, was a viral hit on YouTube first, and it probably has something to do with Greg Petillo, the group's virtuosic beatboxing flutist. Hard to fault the group's sheer inventiveness in this old Guns N' Roses cover. Project Trio's album is self-titled and self-released. The healthcare debate seems to have divided America, but remember, at one point the country was literally divided, and the New Jersey punk band Titus Andronicus has released a concept album about the American Civil War. Well, sort of. No waiting for the front wall bus to carry me to who knows where. This album takes its name from the famous ironclad warship, the Monitor. But this is no Ken Burns documentary. The turmoil of the Civil War morphs into personal emotions, the price of freedom, and catharsis in the Garden State. Destroyed everything that wouldn't make me more like Bruce Springsteen. History nerds disguised as music critics are giving the album big raves. It's called The Monitor from the New Jersey band Titus Andronicus. And those are our picks for this week. You can see past picks and get more information on this week's picks at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Still to come on Soundcheck, Indian tabla virtuoso Samir Chatterjee on the life and legacy of Ravi Shankar, who turns 90 next week.